Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your helps. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for doing your works in our lives. Thank you for the strength that you have placed in us to overcome sin, to overcome temptations, and to overcome all the works of darkness. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for using our situations to show forth the greatness of you in the earth. Thank you for turning our shame and reproach into glory and honor. Thank you for moving mightily in our lives to silence the enemy, to crush the enemy. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your words of promises and prophecies that are already coming to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our prayers that have been answered already. And thank you for other prayers we are going to pray that will also be answered. Thank you, Lord. Father, we have come before your presence today, this night, this midnight. We have come to seek your face. We have come to renew our strength. We have come to hear from you. Oh Lord, visit us powerfully in the name of Jesus. We have come to seek helps and interventions from you because we will always need your help. Because we depend on you for everything. Oh Lord, hear us from your throne. Meet us at the point of our needs. Grant our requests. Have your way in our midst. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Empower us to pray and see results. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the hand of the Lord is upon this prayer session. And if you can pray fervently, with the whole of your heart. God is going to answer your prayers. Amen. We are going to take some worship songs before we begin to pray with prayer points. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty one in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty one in battle. Glory to your name. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus, we give you all the glory. We give you honor. Hosanna in the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Lord, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways.
Yes, Lord.
Yahweh, 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 you are glorious. So glorious in your ways. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We praise you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here. For us, Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. for us, oh Jesus, you are here, Father, you are here, Holy Spirit, you are here, you are here for us. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God. How great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. Every heart will see how great is our God. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. For he has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, he's the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, Jesus, oh, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified in my life, Lord. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be glorified. Let your name, Lord Jesus, let your name be glorified, Almighty God. Let your name be glorified in my life, Lord. Let your name be glorified. Jesus Christ, let your name be glorified. Oh Lord, let your name be glorified. You are my strength. Let your name be glorified, Jesus, in my life, Lord. Let your name be glorified. Oh, let your name be glorified. All we need, the river. How we need the rain, living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need the river. How we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place. Lord Jesus, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place. Holy Spirit of God, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. Are you grateful? We are grateful, oh Lord. Are you grateful? We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord, forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled, yes, forever, forever, oh Lord, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your word is settled in heaven. It is settled. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to adore Him with the whole of your heart. With the whole of your might, with all your strength, praise Him. With all your soul, praise Him. With your voice, praise Him. Praise the King of Israel. Praise the Lord of hosts. Praise the King of kings. Praise I am that I am. Praise the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise the one who was and is to come. Praise the Creator of the universe. Praise the Rock of Israel. The God of heaven and the earth. Praise Him. Worship Him. adore him, magnify him, magnify him. We worship you, Jesus. Lion of Judah, we praise you. We adore you, for you are so gracious. You are so merciful. You are so good. You are so kind. You are so great. You are so wonderful. You are so precious. You are so beautiful. You are so powerful. You are so wise. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. You have done great things, and you keep doing great things. We cannot do without you. We praise you, Father. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for everything you are doing. Thank you for everything you will do. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him praises and worship and thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for thinking good things concerning me. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, the word of God says, for I know the thoughts I think toward you. For I know the thoughts I have toward you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. You're going to say, Father, thank you for thinking good things concerning me. Thank you because everything you're thinking concerning me is good and there is no evil. There is no evil. They are not evil. There is no evil in your heart toward me. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for thinking good thoughts concerning me. Thank you because everything you are thinking in your mind right now concerning me, they are all good things, good thoughts. Thank you, Father, for you are thinking good concerning me, concerning my health. You are thinking good thoughts concerning my finances. You are thinking good thoughts for me concerning my career, calling, destiny, ministry, family. You are thinking good thoughts for me. Thank you, Father, for you always have good thoughts for me. Good thoughts for me. Thank you, Jesus, for you have great plans for me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you for opening doors of opportunities before me so that I can, through those opportunities, become great in life and destiny. Say, Father, thank you for opening doors of opportunities before me so that I can, through those opportunities, become great in life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to give him thanks. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for the doors of opportunities you have opened before me so that I can, through those opportunities, become great in life, become great in my calling, become great in my career, become great in my destiny, become great in my ministry. Thank you, Jesus, for these doors of opportunities you have set before me, opened. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You know that God is the one that lifts up a man, and no one can bring him down. And he is the one that brings down a man, and no one can lift him up. So you're going to thank him for his mighty hand that has been stretched out to lift up your life. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that has been stretched out to lift up my life. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. All those wonderful dreams you have had before, and the ones you have been having, they will all come to pass. All the beautiful dreams you have had and the ones you are currently having, they will all come to pass. So thank God, because his hand has been stretched out to perform your dreams, to make your life glorious. His hand has been stretched out to make your life beautiful, to lift up your life. So begin to thank him for that. Say, thank you, Father, for your hand that is stretched out to lift up my life, to beautify my life, to prosper my life, to help my life, to restore my life, to transform my life, to redesign my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, control the affairs of my life. the Father, with your mighty hand, control the affairs of my life to go in the direction of your will, to go in the direction of your plans for my life. Open your mouth and talk to God like that. Talk to God like that. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, control the affairs of my life. Control the situations in my life. Control the activities in my life. And make everything go in the direction of your will for me. Make everything go in the direction of your plans for me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, control the people in my life. Control the events in my life. Control the activities in my life. And make all of them go in the direction of your will for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life that the hand of God begin to control everything happening in your life right now. Let the hand of God begin to control them right now, right now. Let the hand of God make everything going on in your life fulfill His will and purpose for your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me untouchable. To the powers of darkness that have come to hurt me. Powers of darkness that have been assigned to hurt me. Make me untouchable. Make me untouchable. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make me untouchable. Make me untouchable. Make me untouchable. I believe you're praying. Make me untouchable. The Bible says, touch not my anointed one, and do my prophets no harm. Every Christian is anointed one of God, because we all have the Holy Spirit in us. The presence of the Holy Spirit is the anointing of God in our lives. Every Christian is anointed. And the Bible says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Say, Father, make me untouchable to all the powers of darkness mobilized to hurt me. Make me untouchable. Make me untouchable. Make me untouchable. Make my children untouchable. Make my grandchildren untouchable. Make my spouse untouchable. Make my family members untouchable to the powers of darkness assigned to hurt them right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, separate me from among the people you have marked for destruction in these last days. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, separate me and my family, me and my household, from the people you have marked for destruction in these last days. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are millions of people that have already been marked for destruction in these last days. Millions of people all over the world marked for sudden death, for destruction. But I don't want you to be part of those lists. So cry out to God. Say, Father, by your mercy, separate me and my household. Separate me and my family from the people you have marked for destruction in these last days. By your mercy, separate me and my family. Separate me and my household from the people you have marked for destruction in these last days. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Your body is not meant to be a home for demons. Your body is not meant to be a home, a house for demons and their operations. Your body is not meant to be a house for sicknesses and diseases. The Bible says that our bodies are temples of God. Your body is the temple of God. So you're going to place your right hand on your head and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, my body is not an house for demons. My body is not a home for the works of darkness. Therefore, let every work of the enemy in my body catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Let every presence of darkness and demons in my body catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, my body is not a house for the works of darkness. My body is not a house for demons to operate, for demons to stay. My body is not a house for unclean things to dwell. My body is not a house for sicknesses and diseases to stay. Therefore, let every presence of darkness in my life catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Let every presence of sickness and disease in my life catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Let every presence of demons and demonic operations in my life catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, my body is not for darkness to dwell. My body is not for weakness, for infirmities to dwell. My body is not for infections to dwell. My body is not for serpents to dwell. My body is not for pollution to dwell. Let fire of the Holy Ghost sanitize my body. Let fire of the Holy Ghost refine my body. Let fire of the Holy Ghost purge my body of all uncleanness right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, begin to frustrate all the hosts of darkness assigned to frustrate my life. Say, O Lord of hosts, frustrate all the hosts of darkness assigned to frustrate my life, assigned to frustrate my peace and joy. O Lord of hosts, frustrate them. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, frustrate them. Frustrate them. Frustrate them. Lord of hosts, frustrate them. Lord of hosts, frustrate them. Lord of hosts, frustrate them. All the hosts of darkness assigned to frustrate my life, to frustrate my peace, to frustrate my joy. O Lord of hosts, frustrate them. Right now in the name of Jesus, all the hosts of darkness assigned to frustrate my happiness, to frustrate my health, O Lord of hosts, frustrate them now. In the name of Jesus, frustrate them now. Frustrate them now. Frustrate them now. In the name of Jesus, frustrate them now, Lord of hosts. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, frustrate all the hosts of darkness assigned to depress me, assigned to give me depression in my mind. Frustrate them. Open your mouth and pray like that. in the name of Jesus. O Lord of hosts, frustrate all the hosts of darkness assigned to give me depression through my mind. Frustrate them now. Frustrate them now. Frustrate them now. Keshete kita banishtala. Frustrate them. All the host of darkness assigned to cause depression in my life, to make me psychologically damaged, to make me emotionally damaged. O Lord of hosts, frustrate them now. Frustrate them all. Frustrate them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I have said it before that the demons, they have a way of sharing their minds with people, sharing their feelings with people, sharing their emotions with people. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Yeah, we know that demons are full of all forms of evil and sin and lust and darkness. In fact, that is their nature. The nature of demons is evil. So if you think of any evil, any sin, that is the nature of demons. You think of pride. You think of hunger, you think of addictions, you think of lust, you think of immoralities. They are the nature of demons. So demons can share their feelings with people through possession. Through possessing them. Yeah. So that is, the person we find him or herself manifesting the same nature that is in demons. Yeah. The demon in charge of hunger can make whoever he has possessed to begin to have uncontrollable hunger, because demons themselves, they cannot control the darkness that is in them. So that is why they keep on attacking. It's just like a goat. Yeah, when you beat a goat and say, get out of here, and the goat leaves, the goat will come back again. And then you hit the goat again, the goat will leave, and then the goat will come back again. Yeah, so that is how demons are. They cannot control the darkness that is in them. Yeah, so if you find yourself unable to control some sinful habits or sinful attitude, that is demons in action. If you cannot control yourself from manifesting those sinful attitudes, that is demonic possession. If you cannot control those feelings, those desires that are ungodly, unclean, in you, if you cannot keep them under subjection, if you cannot keep them under your feet, then that is demons in action. Then that means you are suffering from demonic possession. If you cannot control your mind from thinking dirty things, thinking lustful things, thinking ungodly things, if you cannot stop your mind from doing that, that is demonic possession. It means those demons, they are using your life to express their evil. They are using you. You have become a host for them. So they are using your body, your mind to express their evil, their unrighteousness, their wickedness. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, separate from my spirit, soul, and body every demon that have glued itself on my life, to use my life to manifest evil on earth. Fire of the Holy Ghost, separate them now from my life. Separate that demon from my life. Every demon inhabiting my life, inhabiting my spirit, soul, and body, to use them to manifest evil on earth, to manifest sin on earth. Fire of the Holy Ghost, separate them from my life right now in the name of Jesus. Every demon, every devil that have attacked itself to my life, every devil that is sitting upon me, sitting upon my spirit, sitting upon my soul, sitting upon my body, sitting upon my mind, to use me to manifest evil on earth. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Remove them now. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus, every demon sitting on my spirit, sitting on my soul, sitting on my body, sitting on my mind, to express evil on earth, to express evil through my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now from my life. Uproot them now from my life. Uproot them. Uproot them from my mind, from my feelings, from my emotions. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, there's a portion of the scriptures that says, "Be hungry, but sin not." Yeah. Bible says, "Get hungry, but don't sin." So now you can ask yourself, how can somebody be hungry and not sin? Yeah, it means that be hungry against every unrighteousness, every unclean thing. be angry against them. And as you are expressing that anger, don't let it lead you to sin. Don't let it lead you to sin. So, which means that you must not let anger control you. Inasmuch as God wants us to be angry against everything that is wrong. He wants us to be angry against every evil, every unclean thing, every unholy thing, unrighteous thing. He doesn't want the anger to control us. Yeah, so we must be in control over our emotions and feelings. Yeah, so many Christians have become a slave to what they feel. So they think everything they feel is right. Everything you feel is not right. Even though it might look real or it might look good, everything you feel is not right. Everything you think in your mind is not right. So you must not be a slave to your feelings. Because there are thousands of demons in the realm of your feelings. They manipulate your feelings, manipulate your thoughts. They are always there. As long as we are in this flesh, we are vulnerable for manipulations of demons in the realm of our thoughts and in the realm of our feelings. As long as you are still living in this human body, you remain vulnerable for manipulations of demons and of witchcraft in the realm of your thoughts and feelings. So you must be in charge of your feelings. So don't just follow anything you feel. Judge them by the word of God. Judge what you feel by the word of God. Does it line up with the word of God? Does it agree with the word of God? If it doesn't, kill that feeling immediately. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to be in charge of my thoughts and feelings and emotions. You're going to say, I receive strength to be in control of my feelings and thoughts and emotions in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be controlled by demons. I refuse to be controlled by darkness in my thoughts, in my feelings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Vahashana Tetehu Cecilia. Tishana Gadavahashana. I refuse to be controlled. I refuse to be manipulated by demons in my thoughts, in my feelings, in my emotions, in my reactions to events, to circumstances, to situations. I refuse to be manipulated by demons right now in the name of Jesus. I receive strength to be in control. I receive strength to be in charge of my feelings and emotions. I receive strength to make my feelings and emotions line up with the word of God. I receive strength to control my feelings and thoughts and emotions and make them line up with the Word of God. I receive the power to do this in the name of Jesus. I receive the power to do this. I believe you're praying. Many of you are suffering today because you don't have the power to make your thoughts and feelings surrender to the will of God. You don't have the power to make them surrender to the Word of God. That is why you are still suffering up to now. Say, I receive power to make my thoughts, my imaginations, my emotions surrender to the Word of God. Surrender to the will of God. Surrender to the mind of God. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, somebody say that. If you want to be delivered from addiction, then begin to starve the desires of your body. Don't give your body what it is desiring. Don't give your soul the lustful things it is desiring. So the more you starve those desires, the faster you will be delivered from your addictions or unclean habits. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power to starve the sinful desires of my body, the sinful desires of my soul, the sinful desires of my mind, that I receive power to starve them so that they will not pollute my life, so that they will not corrupt my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. See, I receive power. Begin to say, I receive power to starve the sinful desires of my body. See, I receive power to starve the sinful desires of my soul, the carnal desires of my mind, the carnal desires of my emotions. See, I receive power to starve them. I receive power to not give my desires what they are craving for. I receive power to not gratify the cravings of the sinful desires in my body. I receive power to not gratify the cravings of the lustful desires in my body. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying like that. See, I receive strength to withdraw from my body all the sinful things it is desiring, all the sinful things it's craving for. See, I receive strength to withdraw from my body all the sinful things, the worldly things it's craving for. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to Raise up your right hand. There are enemies of prosperity. And many Christians, they accommodate these enemies in their lives. And that is why they are not prospering. Because of the presence of the enemies of prosperity in their lives. Now, when I begin to tell you who these enemies are, you might be surprised that they are not what you think they are. Yeah, there are attitudes in your life that is the reason why you are not prospering. Yeah, there are attitudes in your life that is the reason why you're not prospering. So as long as you have those attitudes, you might not prosper. Yeah, one of them is if you have said some things above God in your life, if you have made some things idols in your life, if you have raised up some things above God, you have made some things take the place of God in your life, you might not prosper. Yeah, because idols are enemies of prosperity. Anything or anyone you have exalted above God in your life. I mean anything. No matter how important that person might be to you or that thing might be to you, exalting that thing above God and above the love of God in your life is idolatry. Is an enemy of prosperity. It will make you not to prosper. It will make you poor. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I pull down every idol in my life that is not allowing me to prosper. You're going to say, I dethrone every idol in my life. I pull down every idol in my life that is not allowing me to prosper. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Shahasa shendesh to getegodidia. Maharo shenegodia. I pull down every idol that is not allowing me to prosper. Every idol in my mind, every idol in my life, I pull them down. I pull them down. I pull them down. I dethrone them. Whatsoever I have placed so high in my life that I've taken the place of God in my life. Some people, they have placed money so high in their lives such that it has taken the place of God in their lives, and yet they want to prosper. Is impossible. Say, I dethrone whatsoever I have placed so high in my life that I've taken the place of God in my life. I dethrone them now. I pull them down. I pull them down. I pull them down so that I can prosper by the hand of God, so that I can succeed by the hand of God. I pull down every idol right now. In the name of Jesus. now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another enemy of prosperity is fear. Fear is another enemy of prosperity, especially the kind of fear that leads to disobedience. The kind of fear that leads to disobedience. The kind of fear that makes you to not do what God wants you to do at a certain point in time. That fear is an enemy of prosperity. The kind of fear that makes you to not take a bold step that God wants you to take. You know, God told Abraham, he said, leave this place that you are. Leave your family members, your relatives, and go to a land that I'm going to show you. Yeah. Abraham was not fearful. He was not saying, I don't know anybody in this place I'm going. What if I encounter enemy on the way and they attack me and they take away all my possessions? What if this happened to me? What if that happened to me? What if I take this step and then I lose everything? Abraham was not thinking like that. He obeyed the voice of God without fear. Yeah, some of you, God wants you to take bold steps, but fear is not letting you take the step, and you want to prosper. How are you going to prosper if you cannot obey God fearlessly? How are you going to prosper? If you are thinking of what if this happened, what if that happened, leave what if aside. Obey God without fear. Do the will of God without fear. So you are going to pray. Yeah. Or maybe God is sending you an assignment, or he has put something in your mind that you should start doing it for his kingdom. Yeah, and then you are saying, what if I start and then there's no progress? What if I start and there's no result? What if I start and the people reject me? Leave those what if. Leave those what if, leave them aside. Obey God without fear. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every fear in me that is stopping me from receiving the prosperity the Lord have allocated for my life. Say, I cast out every fear in me that is stopping me from receiving the prosperity the Lord has allocated for my life. I cast out that fear right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every fear in me that is not allowing me to take steps of obedience, that is not allowing me to follow the voice of God, every fear in me that is not allowing me to obey the voice of God, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Prosperity is always and will forever be connected to obedience to God's voice, to God's commandments, and to God's leading. You go and study your Bible. Prosperity will always be connected to obedience. It is as you follow His voice that you prosper. Without fear, as you follow His voice without fear, say, I cast out every fear in me that is making it difficult for me to obey the voice of God. That is making it difficult for me to be obedient. Them out right now. Every fear in me that is making it difficult for me to practice the obedience that will lead to my prosperity, I cast you out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another enemy of prosperity is prayerlessness. Yeah. When your prayer life is weak, don't expect that you will continue to prosper. When your prayer life is weak, don't expect that you will continue to prosper. And the reason is because there are forces of darkness in this earth that don't want us to prosper. Terrible forces of darkness. Merciless forces of darkness. They don't have mercy. Those powers of darkness, they show no mercy. So if you are not prayerful, they will make sure you don't prosper. So it is as we pray fervently that we prosper endlessly. As we pray fervently, as we pray persistently, that is how we prosper endlessly. You are going to prosper in your spirit. You are going to prosper in your soul. You are going to prosper in your body. And when you prosper in your body, that is when you don't fall sick. When you prosper in your soul, that is when you grow spiritually. When you prosper in your spirit, that is when you also grow spiritually. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to be a prayerful Christian. I receive fire to be a Christian that prays always. a Christian that prays without ceasing. I receive fire to be such a Christian. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It is as you give yourself to persistent prayers that you will be updated concerning the events going on in the realm of the spirit. It is as you give yourself to prayers that you will know the state of things in the realm of the spirit. You will know what is going on in the realm of the spirit and what you should do about what is happening in the realm of the spirit. And when you do what you should do, then you see prosperity appear in the physical realm. Say, I receive fire. I receive fire to be prayerful in my Christian life. I receive fire to be fervent, to be hot in my prayer life. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive fire. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I was telling someone I was telling someone that I am a kind of Christian that monitors how do I put it now? Like, I monitor the answers to my prayers till they manifest in the physical realm. That is, after I have prayed, I continue to pray and I continue to monitor what I have prayed for until it happens in the physical realm. Yeah, so I don't just pray and then I say, okay, I've prayed, let me wait for the answer. No. I pray and then I do another kind of prayer that keeps me updated about what is going on in the realm of the spirit concerning the answer, the answers to what I have prayed for. Yeah, so I'm able to ask God, when will this prayer, when will it manifest? When will the answer to this prayer I have prayed, when will it manifest? What is the next thing I should do for it to manifest? So I don't just pray and then I now sit down and say, yes, I have prayed, let it happen. No, I don't pray like that. After I have prayed for something or I've asked God to do something, I still continue to follow up that prayer, to monitor the answer to that prayer until it happens in the physical realm. So in the process of monitoring the answer to my prayer, I get updates from the Holy Spirit. Sometimes He will say, now you should pray like this. We are working on, that is, the Holy Spirit will say, heaven is working on the answer. So pray like this again. And then I pray like that. Speak like this. And then I speak like that. And then I continue like that until the prayer are answered. So you don't just pray and sit down. You pray and continue to pray until you receive Because God is not a liar. Yeah. In fact, if let's say in the process I did not get the answer at the time God told me I would receive the answer, I go back to God again and say, God, what's going on here? Why have I not gotten the answer? Just like Jeremiah took the prophecy, Daniel took the prophecy of Jeremiah about the liberation of the people of Israel from the land of bondage, which is the land of Babylon. So Jeremiah on Daniel understood that according to what God told Jeremiah, he understood that they should have been delivered from captivity. But he was concerned that why has this prophecy not come to pass? We have already passed the date God gave us. So Daniel took the prophecy back to God. Yeah, because he believed that God is not a liar. So he took the prophecy back to God. And that was when he got many revelations. That was when God sent an angel from heaven to give him updates and to even show him more than what he was asking for. Yeah, so when you pray, you should follow up that prayer. Yeah, so when I realized that what God said will happen did not happen, when it should happen, I go back to him again to understand what is going on in the realm of the spirit. Yeah, because everything you see in this physical realm, they are products of what is happening in the spiritual realm, or what has happened in the spiritual realm. Yeah, so your prayer life will not be productive and effective if you don't get updates from God concerning your petitions and requests. Yeah. I know I have said a lot, but I believe you understand my point. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon me the anointing that is able to continue in prayer until I get the answers to my prayers. Say, Father, put upon me the anointing to continue in prayer. To continue in prayer until I get the results of my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Keshe hasu sabash negliya. Niyishe de teshu balaha. Continue to pray. Say, oh Lord, put on me the anointing. Put on me the grace to continue in prayer until I see the answers to my prayer manifest. Give me the anointing to continue in prayer, such that I get revelations and updates from your Holy Spirit concerning the answers to my prayers. Put upon me the anointing. Put upon me the anointing. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another enemy of prosperity is negative thoughts and negative utterances. Negative thoughts and negative utterances. Especially thoughts that are opposite of the plans of God for your life. And utterances that are opposite of the plans of God for your life. When you begin to confess negative things, yeah, you begin to say, I am in trouble. I am suffering. I am this. I am that. I am down. My life is going backwards. My life is in pain. All those negative utterances, they are enemies of prosperity. Negative thoughts. Yeah. When you keep limiting yourself in your thoughts, you keep limiting your greatness with your thoughts, and you keep saying things that is opposite of where God is taking you. You keep confessing negative things upon your life. It will not let you prosper. Those words will stand against your prosperity. Yeah. So don't confess negative. Don't think or stop thinking negative and stop confessing negative things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every negative things I have spoken, every negative things I have thought in my mind, I have thought about in my mind, that is affecting my prosperity. Let the fire of God destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I believe you're praying. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every negative utterance I have spoken that is now affecting my prosperity, that is now stopping my prosperity. Fire fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every negative things I have thought in my mind that is now affecting the manifestation of my prosperity, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today onward, my mind shall no longer think in an opposite direction of the will of God. My mind shall no longer think in an opposite direction of the will of God for my life. My mind will no longer think against the will of God for my life. My mind will no longer think against the word of God for my life. My mouth will no longer speak against the will of God for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, from today, my heart, my mind shall no longer think things that are opposite of God's will for my life. My mind shall no longer think things that are contrary to the word of God for my life, to the plans of God for my life. In the name of Jesus, from today my mouth shall not say things that are opposite of God's plans for my life, opposite of God's mind for my life, opposite of God's intentions for my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another enemy of prosperity is wrong relationships. Wrong relationships. Sometimes the kind of people you work with is a limitation to your prosperity. Kind of people in your life is a limitation to your prosperity. Yeah. In fact, sometimes the kind of job you are doing is what is causing poverty. Yeah, that is, you're not supposed to be working with the person you are, or maybe let me say, you're not supposed to be working for the person you're working for. Yeah, so wrong relationships stops prosperity. Wrong relationship. So you're going to pray. You're going to see Father terminate every wrong relationship in my life that is stopping the manifestation of my prosperity. You're going to see Father terminate every wrong relationship in my life. Every wrong friendship in my life that is stopping the manifestation of my prosperity, of begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, terminate them now. Terminate them now. Every wrong relationship, every wrong relationship, every wrong relationship, thank you, Lord, that is in my life and is the cause of my limitations and is the reason why I don't get breakthroughs. Oh Lord, terminate them. Terminate them right now. In the name of Jesus, terminate them now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the future you have planned for me, you have prepared for me, become the future that I find myself. Yeah. Say, Father, let the future you have planned for me become my future. Any other future that does not agree with your future for my life, destroy them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the future you have designed for me become the future I see, become the future I experience in the name of Jesus. Let the future you have planned for me, the future you have prepared for me, the future you have designed for me, that great future, that glorious future, oh Lord, let it be my future. Let it be my future. Let it be my future. Do not allow any other future happen to me. Do not allow any other future happen to me. In the name of Jesus. Do not allow any other future happen to me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know that the almightiness of God makes him to not need anyone's help. his desires. Yeah. The state of God, which we call Almighty, is the reason why he doesn't need anyone's help to carry out his desires. So he doesn't need to beg anyone. Because he can bring things out of nothing. If he need anything, and that thing seem to be unavailable, he is able to create that thing out of nothing. Yeah, so he don't need anyone's help. So concerning your life, God is able to make things come out of nothing to take you to where he wants you to be. Yeah, so God don't need anyone's help to change your life. So you are not at the mercy of anyone. You are at the mercy of God. Yeah, but do you really believe this? Yeah, because some of you, you feel like, or maybe I should put it this way, some of you already have some preconceived thoughts in your mind about how you will be great. So you're already thinking in your mind, this is what God will do. These are the people God will use. This is how God will do it, and then I will be great. You already have those thoughts. Yeah. And when things are not going in the direction of those thoughts in your mind, then you feel like your life is falling apart. You feel like things are difficult. Things are not difficult, and your life is not falling apart. God has more than a million ways to make you great. He has more than a million ways to make you prosper. And most times what you are thinking, that this is how God will make me prosper, most times it is not how God will make you great and prosperous. Yeah, that's what I have learned from experience. Yeah. So stop trying to create the pattern through which God will change your life. Stop trying to create the pattern for God. Yeah, I think God will first do this. Then after God has done this one, then he will do that one. And then I will be great. Or God has to, God will first. All of those things, stop those things. Yeah, because God needs no one's help to change your life. And if anyone help you to become great, it is not that person that makes you great. It is God that have commanded that person. And when the Creator is commanding the creatures, the creatures dare not resist the Creator if they want to survive. Yeah. So it is not about whether some people are thinking about blessing you or not, or whether some people are thinking about helping you or not. It's about God moving to change your life. Because when God moves, the people, we have no choice than to move. I mean, the people that have to be part of your greatness story, they will have no choice than to do what God wants them to do. Otherwise, God will kill them. Yeah, God will kill them. Yeah, because the creatures cannot dictate for the Creator. So if you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you are the Almighty. I acknowledge that you do whatever you want and no one can stop you. Oh Lord, move mightily and change the story of my life. Move mightily for my sake. Change the story of my life. Make me great. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Make me successful. Make me victorious. Move mightily concerning my life, concerning my calling, concerning my destiny, concerning my ministry. Move mightily, O Lord, because you are the Almighty and there is nothing you cannot do. You don't need the help of anyone. You don't negotiate with anyone. You don't beg anyone to accomplish your desires. Oh Lord, move mightily now. I hope you understand what you are saying in this prayer point. I mean, as you are praying this prayer point, I hope you understand what you are saying. Say, oh Lord, move mightily now to change my life. Move mightily now to change my life. Move mightily to give me a new story. Move mightily to make me great. Move mightily to lift up my life. I acknowledge that you are the Almighty God. You can create things out of nothing. You make impossible things possible. You do whatever you want, and no one can stop you. You command, and they appear immediately. Oh Lord, by your almightiness, change my life now. Change my life now. My trust is not in man. My trust is not in people. My trust is not in the government. My trust is in you. Use your almightiness to rewrite the story of my life. Use your almightiness to take me from where I am now to where you have destined for me to be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points, and then we will round off the session. I have said it before that every time God speaks to me, He doesn't speak like someone who needs anyone's help to do whatever he wants to do. He doesn't speak like he needs to wait for some people to make some decisions before he will get his will done on earth. I don't know if you are getting my point. Let's say, for instance, God says, I am going to change your life, and I am going to take you to places you have never been, places you never dreamt you will reach, or I'm going to make you so prosperous and wealthy. Yeah, those are just examples. Now, whenever God speaks words like that to me, like things that he wants to do, he doesn't speak I could read his mind as he's saying those words. And in his mind, I don't see anything like he's going to wait for some people to make some decisions before he will get those things done. No. In his mind, I don't see things like it is difficult. It's going to be hard because that thing is a big project. So it's going to take some time for him to do it. No. I don't see things like that in his mind. He speaks with the greatest confidence I have ever seen. With full confidence as someone who has the authority to do it, even at that moment he's saying those things. That is what I feel in his voice when he speaks. And that makes me to fear him. Yeah. So he's so sure of himself. God is so sure of himself. But we are the ones who are not sure of him. He is so sure of himself because nothing is impossible to him. I mean nothing. Nothing. So if God tells you anything and it looks like it is delaying, it's not because God is weak. It's not because he doesn't have the power to do it right now. And there must be a reason that is more important than doing it right now. I don't know if you are getting my point. If God tells you something and that thing seems to delay, it's not because he doesn't have the ability to make it appear right now as I'm talking. It's most times because there's a reason that is more important than that thing coming to pass. And that reason is more important to God. So it's not because there's somebody somewhere that is stopping it from happening. No. It's not because there is some government policy or some this or some that. No. Yeah. So when you when you express your faith, always have this in mind, what I have just said. That no one can stop God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your almightiness, release into manifestations blessings helps you want me to get right now. Release them into manifestation. Say, Father, by the reason of your almightiness, thank you, Lord. Release into manifestation blessings you want me to get right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you believe that you can do it right now, as we are talking, as we are speaking, then you will see it right now. You will see it right now because nothing can stop him. That thing has not been created. That thing don't exist yet and can never exist. Say, Father, by the reason of your almightiness, release into manifestation blessings and helps that you want me to receive right now. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. Release them. In the name of Jesus. Release them right now. Thank you, Father. Release them right now. Promotion that you want me to get right now. Progress you want me to get right now. Breakthroughs you want me to get right now. Release them now by the reason of your almightiness. Release them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Yeah, one of the reasons why I don't like to share my situations with some people. I don't like to share what I'm going through with, in fact, I don't like to share what I'm going through with people. It's in rare cases I share what I'm going through. The reason is because they would start using their mind to calculate how I will come out of those situations, or how I will overcome in those situations. And then some of them will say things like, oh, it is well, maybe if you had done this, maybe this wouldn't have happened. They'll be giving counsel and advice more like they are more like I should start feeling guilty and start blaming myself. Yeah. That is why I don't like sharing my situations with people. Yeah, because they are not the one who will solve the problem. In fact, they don't even know how the problem will be solved. They don't even have an idea how. Yeah, so when you have situations, talk to God about it. And don't just talk to anyone. If you're going to talk to people that have the same mind with you. People that have the level of faith that you have. The level of maturity that you have. Those are the kind of people you should share your situations with. They are not people that will make it worse. Yeah. But even before you tell anyone, talk to God. Yeah, because God already has delivered you from the situation. So he just need to make your deliverance appear and to make the solution appear. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you have already delivered me. You have already helped me. You have already solved my problems. Make the solutions appear. Make your help appear in my life. Make your salvation appear in my life. Make your deliverance appear in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Make your healing appear in my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I acknowledge that you have already delivered me. You have already helped me. You have already saved me. You have already provided for me. Therefore, Lord, make these solutions appear now in my life. Make your helps appear in my life. Make your favor appear in my life. Make your interventions appear in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. The thoughts of God for your life are not the thoughts of men. You have to register that into your mind. The thoughts of God for your life are not what people are thinking about you. They are not. So stop I don't know if there's English for that. I don't think that if I say patterning your life, I don't think the English is correct. Yeah. But let's say stop believing that what people are thinking about your life is what will happen in your life. Stop projecting your life according to what people are thinking concerning your life or thinking about you. And some Christians, they will even go into discussions trying to know what people perceive about them, yeah, so that they can know how to live their lives. Yeah, they intentionally start discussions with some people to try to find out how those people or what those people think about them. Yeah, so that means they are living to please the thoughts of men. That is wrong. If you are like that, you can't fulfill destiny. Yeah, so you are not to become the product of the thoughts in the minds of people. Your life is to become the product. Your life is to become exactly what God is thinking in His mind. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, my life shall become exactly what God thinks of me, and not what people think of me. You're going to see, from today, my life and destiny shall become exactly what God thinks of me, and what, and not what anyone thinks of me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, from today, my life, my calling, my ministry, my destiny shall become exactly what God thinks of me. What God thinks of me, and not what man thinks of me, in the name of Jesus. My life shall take after what God thinks of me. My life shall look exactly like what God thinks of me, in the name of Jesus. And also pray that every mindset of trying to live your life according to what people are thinking of you, that God should remove that mindset from your life. So Lord, remove every mindset that is making me to want to live to please the thoughts of men, to satisfy the thoughts of men. Take away that mindset from our life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you right now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercy that is so much upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your outstretched hand that is solving our problems, transforming our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is right here in this place to make impossible things possible. Thank you, Lord, because even while we were praying, you were doing great things. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that according to your mercies, release those blessings and helps and favor that you want everyone here to receive right now. To receive right now, even today. Oh Lord, release them now. In the name of Jesus. As many in this place who believe so strongly in your greatness and almightiness. Oh Lord, surprise them with miracles in the name of Jesus. Show them that you are the Lord. Show them how you are able to make things appear from nothing. Show them how you are able to move and make everything you created do your bidding, whether they like it or not. Lord, show them how powerful you are. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that while everyone lack, you shall not lack. While everyone else complain of scarcity, you and your entire family shall live and dwell in sufficiency. In the name of Jesus, the power of God shall be highly exalted in your life. The name of the Lord shall be glorified through your life. And impossible things shall become possible only to you because you trust the Lord. And through your life, others will learn to trust God and to follow God and to depend on God. And so shall it be. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen.